Our next song is Circle Back Around by one of our judges, Hot Pink Halo.
Begin. At the beginning, they say. But who are they to say that? If I go back, how far do I go? Some of us start halfway through.
And I have to confess that it is only sitting at my desk here for this podcast that I read the song bio, A Lullaby for the Cans and Bottles We Take to the Reverse Vending Machine. And I did not make that connection at all. I was very sure that this song was just about the existential crisis of being an artist in your 40s and trying to imagine that you can, like, make it in the world. And didn't send me spiraling at all. No, thank you, no, sir. But I love the old piano sounds, and this sort of reminds me of some other Hot Pink Halo songs in the sort of cyclical turning. Oh, there's the Hexaflexagon is another example, but she does this a lot where it's kind of turning and turning back around a little bit different each time. Because I didn't read that song bio, I was like, this is not a lullaby, but nothing matters because I'm not a judge and it's a shadow and it's all good. And it was a lovely song.
That makes sense. When I heard the phrase full of fizz, I thought that was just a cute way of saying effervescent in less words or less syllables. Yeah. I also like there's a super high and twinkly notes that are played on the piano that you sometimes hear. I thought it might be a glockenspiel, and I was like, okay, this is another song in 3/4 time that has a glockenspiel, but I think it's actually a piano, so that's fine. No points deducted for using a glockenspiel. The flute, I thought, was a little bit loud. I would have pushed it back further in the mix, really stretching for some criticism here. I also like at the ending where all the instrumentation drops out and Crumpet's voice is the last thing you hear. I think that's a cool way to end a song. I like that.
Well, the verses start out sounding like borderline talk singing, but it's clear by the second verse that it's not, you know, merely melodic, but the melody fits the natural cadence of the words so well that it sounds almost like normal speech at first. And so I got kind of tricked into it. I think, you know, that is really kind of the best approach for writing melodies, and it really works great in this song. The delivery might not sound much like a lullaby, at least not the lullabies that I'm familiar with. But, you know, at least not until we get to the choruses. But it's a very nice and very listenable song. And I thought those choruses in particular are really fantastic. So I enjoyed this one quite a lot. Yeah, it's really good.